It's me. Ooh-wee. It's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
Ow. I know you're gonna dig this.
Don't touch that dial.
What's poppin'? Don't touch yourself yet. This is Nestor Rodriguez, your host of the Nestorius Public Radio Show. And I'm live and direct. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I got my main Negroes in the house. You know, the usual, Simon Kaufman.
That's right. Here with Nasty Nestorius.
And we got my man Rich Corbin.
What's up, everybody? Redheads in the house.
And we got a special guest tonight, my man Wynn Walters.
Good evening.
Did I get that shit right?
You got it. No S.
No S. Oh, Walter. There's only one of you.
That's right.
Okay, got it. Wynn Walter.
We're having a winter view.
Yeah, we're having a winter view. A Walter view. Yes. So right off the bat, I met Wynn a couple weeks ago. I read about him on... what the fuck was it? Yelp? I needed my haircut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
I went to Yelp and shit. I just like Googled downtown LA barbershops.
Yes, sir.
And you know, the thing about downtown LA, which a very interesting thing, we're going to talk a little bit about downtown LA. We're going to talk about the history of barbershops, interview you a little bit. We're going to talk about homeless kids.
Absolutely.
In downtown LA. And we're going to talk about a nonprofit organization, Lost Angels Children's Charity. Yeah,
Lost Angels Children's Project.
There you go, Lost Angels Children's Project. We're gonna talk about that a little later. But what's interesting about coming down to downtown LA for me is that, you know, as being a New Yorker and you come to Los Angeles, you wind up living, you know, wherever the fuck we live. I live in the Valley,
right.
You know, and you're not really in a city, even though Los Angeles is a city. It's a spread out.
Right.
But when you come down to downtown Los Angeles, you know, during the day, this is a hustling, bustling mecca, very colorful. As soon as the sun goes down, you know, it's homeless city, crazy
Absolutely.
City, a bunch of different characters and whatnot. But one of the things I noticed when me and the boys would go get a burger or something after the show is all these fucking barbershops that had opened up. You know, this
right.
one... maybe you told me Broadway that's open till midnight.
There's one on Spring that's open till midnight, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, man, I want to get, like, I didn't even need a haircut, but it was midnight. I was like, fuck it, I want to get my haircut.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
right.
massaged.
Right.
You remember? Like,
yeah.
I was about ready to get a haircut, but as we were walking by there, it just looked very inviting. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So it was about that time when I needed a haircut, and I got the idea of you know, maybe I can go to one of those barbershops down there before the show a
sure.
couple weeks ago. So I Googled, you know, Los Angeles, downtown LA barbershops, and, you know, Angelo's.
Angelo's came up,
and there was you and these other two, right?
Right, right.
Because, you know, Yelpers are funny. They'd be like, yo, I went there one time, and, you know, I got a good haircut. The next time I went, they fucked up my hair.
Right, right.
Or you know, the prices were they got, like, really, you know, they raised their prices without telling me. Or, you know, I went in, the receptionist didn't even say hello.
Right.
Or just sat me down. The first time she was nice, and I'm like, you know, you have to learn how to filter through the Yelp reviews, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you had like five reviews. Yo, ask for Win. You know what I mean? So
cool.
I went down, and as I walked in, you were like, hey, dude, how you doing, man? You introduced yourself,
right,
Win.
Right.
I'm like, fuck, I just hit the jackpot.
Right.
That's Win.
Right. I was actually getting ready to close up. I was there late.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the shop is open
closes,
till 9.
It's no, it closes at 7:30.
Oh,
but like,
shit.
Yeah, but
oh, yeah,
like,
you're right. Because
yeah.
I got there around 7 and change.
Right, but I'll take, if somebody comes in, I'm going to take them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's the 5-star Yelp superstar.
No, but that's business, dude.
That's right.
Like, if somebody comes in, I never understood, like, going into an establishment, let's say a coffee shop, right? Or a bakery or whatever.
Right.
They close at 10, right? 5 to 10, motherfuckers already got their dicks in their pockets, fucking uniform off. It closes at 10. Yeah, that means your doors are open till 10.
Yeah, because they're already home. They're already thinking about being home.
Yeah, but the thing is...
They got the bong water already. Yeah, exactly. The bong. Right,
they spent their day.
They're ready to get to level 2 of Legend of Zelda, whatever the hell these kids are playing nowadays.
So anybody that interrupts that, they got a bad attitude.
Yeah, but this is where you have to go back to the origins of businesses, right? Like when you owned a business, and we'll go to that. Barbershops by design were usually were independently owned. They're like, you know, you go to barber school.
Businesses were.
Well, but predominantly barbershops, it's a single solo dude. He opens up a storefront, and then he may throw in another two chairs and two other Mama Lukes that know how to fucking use a straight razor, come in and they sit down. But the owner, he's not going to turn somebody away.
Well, see, the thing is with barbershops, okay, is they're traditional.
Right, yeah.
And it's still one of the businesses in America, like you're saying.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's owned, okay, and operated by the person working in the business.
Right. Okay? That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant. Not like every business. Right. You know, nowadays, you go to a meat market, the fucking owner of the meat market isn't going to be the head butcher. He may be, but don't count on it.
Right.
I mean, the interesting thing about that is that now, all across America, it's almost like there's a resurgence of going back to that type of stuff. There's like some butcher shops that are opening up in Brooklyn or even here in LA that are organic butcher shops owned by two butchers, and they do this, you know, they're going back to the old way.
Well, what you get is you get passion, okay, right?
And
when you're talking about tradition, okay, right?
Right.
And these guys, like you're talking about butchers or chefs or barbers like myself, okay, right? You have this major passion. Okay.
Right.
To execute your work.
To fuck up somebody's hair.
Right. When you're working.
I got a passion. Hey, yo, listen, I'm a good barber. You sit a motherfucker down, be like, bling. You ever fuck up somebody's hair?
Well, when you, have I?
Yeah.
Of course I have. But Are you kidding me?
No, I'm saying, have you done it on purpose?
Never.
Never?
Never.
You never had a dick come into your fucking barbershop and you're like, you know what, this motherfucker, I'm gonna hook him up.
Listen. I got to tell you a story.
Yeah,
I'm a Jew. Okay, right?
Yeah, I'm a Jew too.
Okay, some skinhead comes into my shop.
Yeah.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
And tries, okay.
Start giving you some anti-Semitic bullshit.
Okay, he don't know I'm a Jew, right, man, and he's telling me all this stuff.
I know you're a Jew just by you talking, dude.
Right, okay.
Just by your passion. You'd be like, yo, I'll cut your hair. I'll fucking sign a contract for you. I know a real estate broker, a lawyer, a butcher, a baker. Just have a seat.
Yeah, just come see Wim.
So
the skinhead, okay, well, he wasn't a skinhead because obviously he was in the barbershop getting a haircut, but he was, he's a racist.
Right.
Okay, and he's trying.
White supremacist.
White supremacist, right?
Okay.
And he's telling me all this crap, okay, right? Like this, that, and this thing. And I got the clippers in my hand.
Right?
And I'm thinking to myself, I can just do this guy right now, okay?
But then you go in jail, and then you'll be sucking some Aryan cock and fucking St. Quentin. No.
When I say do him, I'm talking about just take the clippers, man, and just wham, okay, right? But see, you know what's better?
Yeah.
The fact. Okay.
Yeah.
This white supremacist paid this Jew money to cut his hair, and he came back for a second haircut.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And at what point did you tell him that you were a Jew?
Hell no, I never told him I wanted his money, man.
You never told him.
No. Okay. Right? Yeah. Right? But I screw up his hair.
That's what I love about Jews, man.
Okay?
Jews have, like, thick skin. Like, they won't... Me, I'll fucking go buck wild. If I'm cutting hair and I'm a Jew and somebody starts saying some anti-Semitic shit or some anti-black shit or whatever, I don't know.
I'm just like you, Nestor. The only difference is there's one crossover.
The only difference is you own a business and you're self-employed and you work.
Exactly.
Me, I'm unemployed. I can't own a business, and I'm on welfare. That's one of the big differences.
Exactly. On the street, okay, right?
Yeah.
Then I would have ran him over with the car, okay, right? But in my business, it's the business, man.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
So
he just helped you out for a few choice words.
Right.
Yeah, I remember I was bartending in the Upper East Side, and this like old Irish dude comes in. He's sitting there. He's talking to me about the baseball players.
Upper East Side, where? Because that's
in
my
New York.
Hood. Where? What part?
96th Street? It was like 66.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's like, you know why there's no black baseball pitches?
He was Irish?
Yeah, just old dude.
He had a brogue. He was like, no.
He was just drunk. I don't know that he was from Ireland.
He was just drunk.
He told me he was Irish. That's how I knew.
He was just drunk.
Yeah, well, no, but he's sitting there in the bar. He's like, I'll never forget. He goes, you know why there's no black baseball pitches?
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Because they don't see too good. It's right. Like, where are you getting your
He was mixing two punchlines, an African American one and an Asian one. Is what Rich is trying to say.
I think he had some dementia going on.
Hey, McGillicuddy, there's Google, okay? Check out your facts and then tell a joke. Fucking idiots.
No, dude, it was hilarious.
But anyway,
racism.
I was looking up barbering because we've all heard, different stories on the barber pole, right?
Right.
The white and the red and
sure,
the blue.
Sure, sure.
And we've all heard stories of the origin of the barber shop was not only a place where you can get, first of all.
The barber pole is one of next to the red light. Okay,
right,
which the red light they put out for prostitution.
Correct.
Okay, but the second oldest form of advertising is the barber pole.
Right, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, just so we get back, before the haircut, barber comes from the Latin word barba, which barba means beard.
Right.
Okay, so the barber shop traditionally is a place where you can go get a shave,
uh-huh.
a nice shave. And then if your wife is acting up, you can get her fucking... You know, get her tubes tied, right?
Right. Well, see, actually, okay, right. If you want to go way back,
you went in, right?
And you had a shave,
right?
Okay. You had your ears lowered. You got a little haircut.
You got your ears lobed?
Lowered, which means.
Well, now they trim your fucking hairs in the ear, too. Did they do that back then?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Who knows? Yeah. Okay.
You
right?
see, his Jewish shit is popping up. He goes, I hope so. Go ahead.
Did it sound like that?
To me, dude, I'm New York.
Anyways, bottom line is, okay, all right, and you'd get a little bloodletting. And
right.
they put throw a few leeches on you.
Right.
And if you had a wart, they might cut that off too. Because what it was barber surgeon.
Right.
Okay.
That's what it
Which,
was.
Which, coming back to the barber pole, the red, white, and blue, the red was blood. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The white was bandages.
Right.
And the blue was veins.
Right. Got it.
Okay.
Got
and
it.
That's the origin
that's
of the
it.
Barber pole.
Okay. And absolutely. Well said, dude. Well
Have
said.
You ever bloodlet a person or put a leech on them?
No.
What is bloodletting? I mean, is that like when you have a cyst and
well,
it's a
see,
boil
back
or something?
Then, it was ridiculous because back in those days, I mean, and this is, I don't know much about it, okay? But back then, okay, if you felt a little sick or whatever, they felt that, okay, your blood was impure, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead, open a vein up,
uh-huh.
get, you know, which a lot of people died after the haircut.
As they should.
Yes.
As they should.
That's
they
why
should.
You had to
good.
Pay up front.
Right, right.
As they should
right.
for letting a barber fucking cut their veins. As they
okay,
should.
Okay, but remember, they were the original
I know,
surgeons.
I know. In fact, I was reading. Well, first of all, the barber's trade has a long history. Razors have been found among relics of the Bronze Age around 3500 BC in Egypt.
That's right.
So in Egyptian culture, barbers were highly respected individuals. Priests and men of medicine are the earliest recorded examples of barbers.
That's right.
So you have these guys. And then men in ancient Greece would have their beards, hair, and fingernails trimmed and styled by their kupik. Whatever the fuck that is.
Okay,
that
which
means,
which was the coiffier.
Coiffier.
Yeah,
there you go,
right.
coiffier. In an agora market, which is a marketplace in Greece, which also served as a social gathering for debates and gossip.
Right, which is still the same thing today.
Still the
Nothing's
same thing.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, yeah. I was, barbering was introduced to Rome by the Greek colonies in Sicily in 296 BC. So we're talking about like the evolution of it. But I was reading further on that. Like you said, the barbershop as a place to gossip, read the paper, get away from the wife, talk shit, you know, brag and make
They were social clubs for men. They were the original social clubs for men.
Right.
Okay. See, the hierarchy had their own little, like, fraternities and whatnot.
Right, but working class.
But the working class, okay, congregated at the barbershop or the bar.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But you can't get a haircut or your tooth pulled at the bar, so you do it at the barbershop.
You could get your tooth knocked out, though, at the bar. But
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Or the barbershop. There were some tough barbershops, let me tell you something.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Well, come on, dude.
Okay.
Check it. In addition to haircutting, hairdressing, and shaving, barbers performed, as you said, surgery, bloodletting, and leeching, fire cupping, enemas, and the extraction of teeth, earning them the name barber surgeons, like you said.
Well, I agree all with that except the enema part.
Right, you wouldn't
do that. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, neither, man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You couldn't pay me, man.
Okay.
That's a fucking
all
tough
the
barber.
Other stuff was really interesting. You lost me at enema.
Can I tell you something?
Okay. I'd make a
that's
when
right.
Filling, when he's fooling around with somebody's ass.
That's right.
I'd make a real good homeless person because I can't take direction. I don't like authority, and I won't do much of that type of shit. Like, at the lower level of life, if you had to, like, if you had no money and you had to eat, somebody would say, listen, I got an enema fucking operator job. Do you want it? No.
No.
I'd be a homeless motherfucker.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So fuck that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's a shitty job.
So check it. Late in the 19th century, there were several noteworthy events in the barber profession that gave it an upward trend, and the effects are still carrying onward and upward. So, in 1893, A.B. Moeller of Chicago, not Moeller, Moeller of Chicago, established a school for barbers, right? So this is the first institution of its kind in the world.
Right.
And its success was apparent from its very start. It stood for a higher education in the ranks, and the parent school was rapidly followed by branches in nearly
every
principal city of the U.S.
If I'm not mistaken, Moeller Barber College still exists today, okay, in different states, and if I believe so, there's still one in Long Beach, California.
You're probably right. I didn't go that far at Googling locations, but this is the first dude in 1893 to establish a proper training facility for barbering.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we'll go into in a couple of seconds.
Now at that point, were they still doing
leeching and all that stuff?
Well, not leeching. But were they still doing like
enemas?
Tooth extractions or this kind
probably
of stuff.
You know, probably not.
Listen, this is what happened. I don't remember when it was established, okay? But see, what ended up happening, okay, is there were health laws, okay?
Right.
And when the health laws came into
that
effect.
That was in the turn of the century.
Later, like I think it was like in the early 1920.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Right? They started establishing, okay, laws, okay, in regards to the barbershop.
You couldn't just tie a tooth to a door anymore and just slam it shut.
People started getting sick. Right. Lawyers started coming up. Where'd you get that infection?
Right, and doctors started becoming doctors.
Right. Yeah, they didn't want the barber to take their shit.
Exactly.
Well, but also science caught up with them, and they realized, okay, there's a proper way
to extract a tooth. Right.
Let's not put a leech on this guy to extract evil spirits.
Right, hit him in the head with a hammer.
That's right. So that you hit it right on the head. See, science caught up with itself.
Well, dentistry started evolving, surgery started evolving, and this is all happening right around that time.
Right.
In the mid-1800s.
Right, and see, the whole doctor part of it actually left barbering years before that. But you can still go to the barber and get your tooth pulled.
If you didn't have dental insurance back then.
Yeah, if you didn't have dental insurance.
You'd be like, I ain't got no dental insurance and shit.
Well, they still had the chairs too, you know?
Right.
They still had the equipment.
Right, yeah. If you look at the barber chair and the old dentist chair, it's the same chair.
Right, and actually they were made by the same companies.
There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There you go.
And probably he gives you a couple shots of whiskey.
Yep. And those chairs are very expensive. Yeah. I don't know what they cost back then, but today, to get one of those chairs, like one of those
thousands,
10,000 you can spend if it's original condition.
Oh, absolutely.
Original.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very nice. Very sexy.
Yeah.
I would love to have one.
Yeah.
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 That's one of my, I would like to have a classic car or two. I'm not sure if a hot rod would fall into the classic car thing, but I'm not opposed to it. That's why I'm going to buy a ticket to your raffle. We'll talk about that later.
Absolutely.
A ticket or two or three.
Absolutely.
Or four. Who knows,
yeah,
right?
Who knows, man?
Right, exactly. Because I'd like to up my chances of getting that hot rod. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
in the meantime, while we're bullshitting, just take this address down, www.lostangelschildrensproject.com.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll go back to that later on.
Don't forget that.
www.lostangelschildrensproject.com.
Thank you.
We'll go back to that. We'll go back to that towards the end of the show. But, and a barber chair. So, I mean, those are things that I want to have.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'll opt for a dental chair because they look similar.
They're not sexy.
No, they're
not
sexy.
You said sexy.
No, no, but you could doctor up a fucking dental chair and make it sexy like a barbershop. You know, get it nice and red, red leather. You know what I mean? Buff up the fucking iron or whatever. You know, anyway, that's one of the things I want. And a couple of bald-headed chicks to, you know, reside in my backyard.
That was the last show.
Right. Now, that was the last show, or one of the last shows. Anyway, this dude, A.B. Moeller, in the beginning of barber schools, only the practical work of shaving, haircutting, facial treatments, etc., was taught. As neither the public nor the profession were ready to accept scientific treatments of hair, skin, and scalp. This was still part of the barbering thing. They weren't going for that mumbo-jumbo, you know, Vidal Sassoon bullshit.
No, it was straightforward.
Straightforward. So it wasn't, like you said, not until about 1920 was much effort made to professionalize the work. So right around that time, when the health shit started coming up.
Right.
Anyway, so the barber, Sam Mature, whose interview with Studs Terkel was published in Terkel's 1974 book, Working, which is a great book, by the way, which is one of the books I told you about, Simon, before we started doing this podcast. Studs Terkel was a radio personality and a news guy. He interviewed a lot of people.
He was a great interviewer. He really drew the person.
Yeah, what a great name, Studs though, man. I love that.
Yo, look him up. Okay. So in his book, Working, what's interesting about this book is that he interviews regular guys, steel workers, prostitutes,
housewives,
barbers. So when I went to acting school, when I went to acting school, right? So I'm a Puerto Rican. I'm a working class Puerto Rican, but I don't fit that role of an electrician or whatever, even though I was a fucking electrician for 17 years. You know, I don't look like a blue collar worker. So it's weird. So as an actor, you have to learn monologues. So my acting teacher said, go into Working and look up a couple of those monologues and use one of those, you know, because you got to come up with monologues. And after a while, when, you know, I tried memorizing monologues, for me has always been very difficult. So I'd just be like, fuck it. I can make my own monologue. You know what I mean? Yo, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? You don't have my motherfucking Kool-Aid? Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Go in the motherfucking cupboard and get me my motherfucking Kool-Aid. Or I'll slap you. You know what I mean? And you just record that shit and you go into an audition and they'll be like, wow, that was very good.
That was good. I got to tell you, that was convincing.
That was very good, Nestor.
Sure, the Kool-Aid guy busts the door down. He's like,
don't ask me for Kool-Aid, man.
No, I'm getting it.
You wanted your fucking Kool-Aid.
That was very good, Nestor. What play was that from? You know what I mean? It was from Joe Jackson and the Adventures of the Kool-Aid Chronicles. That's where it was from. You know what I mean?
If you want to check out Studs Terkel, HBO did a documentary on him recently. That's really good. And just talked about his life and how he kind of, you know, everyone wants to interview the athletes and the superstars and the rock stars.
He went
to the normal, average, everyday working American,
the everyday
to see
guy.
What life's real like.
Which is when I proposed this show to you, Simon, is part of what I wanted to do aside from, you know, talking mad shit about all sorts of, you know.
Kicking mad flavor.
Kicking mad oodle doodles of motherfucking bombastical type of floating flavor and shit in your ear. You know, I wanted to, like, interview regular people, man. You know, from a real person perspective, right? So you can come on my barber chair, for instance, and you could be a prostitute, whatever. I'm not really interested in, like, demeaning or demoralizing anyone. You know what I mean? But I want to get to know a person. Like, we're going to get to know you in a couple of minutes. You know what I mean?
Very good.
But a man used to get a haircut. This is very interesting because Sam Mature said a man used to get a haircut every couple weeks, like every 2 weeks. You know, man, this is back in the 20s, right?
Well, it's actually renaissance back to that. More guys.
Later?
Now.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that went out of favor. So every couple weeks now, he waits a month or two. Some of them even longer than that. A lot of people would get manicured and fixed up every week. Most of these people retired, moved away, or passed away. It's all on account of long hair. You take old timers, they want it to look neat, to be presentable. Now people don't seem to care too much. That's a quote probably from the book Working.
Right, right? But that's come around again. Yes.
Which is why we're going to come back now to the present, where I'm looking for a haircut, and there's all these fucking barbershops in downtown LA.
Right.
And now it's come back again where men want to take good care of themselves, right?
Absolutely.
The metrosexual started a long time ago.
I disagree with the metrosexual thing, actually, okay. Because see, what has happened is hair got shorter, not with metrosexuals, with the lowriders. And the hot rodders, and these guys started to clean up, and as that grew in, I'm trying to lower the music in the background, this doesn't exist anymore, he just kind of blacks out and he just kind of goes. Remember, I'm Jewish, man, so I can interrupt, but I cannot be interrupted.
Yes, go for it.
So what happened was, his hair got shorter and shorter, and it became good flavor with the younger crowd. Okay. If you want to really look at, like, the hipsters and the metrosexuals and whatever, yes, they like to be pampered and everything, for sure. Okay. But now I've got guys coming in getting their haircuts once a week because they want to be clean, they want to be tailored, they want to be right.
Tight.
Well, everything's tight.
I get a haircut, like I told you in the elevator, like every 3 weeks. I go 4 weeks. But now, I'm going to fucking move that shit up to at least every 2 weeks.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
For listeners out there, what do you guys charge, like, you know, if they want to come down? What do you charge for a shave or a haircut?
Well, see, here's the thing. It's not even exactly what we charge. It's what we do, too.
Talk about it. This is at Angelo's Barbershop. Angelo's has about five different locations. We're talking about seven. We're talking about the one in downtown LA on South Olive, between 5th and 4th.
Okay, we're at 515 South Olive. We're at the Biltmore Hotel, right outside, right across from Pershing Square.
Dude, the Biltmore Hotel. That's a nut. We'll have you back on to talk about the Biltmore.
Absolutely.
That's where the fucking Oscar Awards used to be.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Yo, that hotel is off the hook, man.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, the architecture is just unbelievable. And which is so cool because, see, then you can take, and when we built the shop, we made sure, that we stayed in that same flavor, of that time. It was like, I wanted to make sure that the shop looked like a lawyer's library or a cigar store shop.
Flavorful, with the dark wood, the flavor of some hardwood.
That madman.
Well, even
that's kind of mid-century. So I'm just going to say, like, between the turn of the century up until the 50s, that madman look.
And
let me tell you something. You walk into the shop, it says downtown L.A. 1940s, period.
Nice. Okay, so Angelo's on South Olive. We're gonna get back to all that stuff.
Okay.
But so what do you
Simon,
do, though?
Simon asked about how much it costs, but it's not what you do.
The only reason I bring up price is because if someone's going to go get it done every week,
right, Is well, see, we're is, super is, affordable,
yeah,
too.
That's right.
That's the thing. You can walk into a place right now and they go,
bucks.
It's
minimum.
$80. It's $80 and you get the foo-foo and all that other stuff.
$300
Champagne with the strawberry.
Yeah. Right, right.
I'm like, I can fucking cut your hair for $50.
Right, right. And you're not going to get what you get from me.
Right? So what do you, So
we're $24 for a basic haircut.
High and dry.
Okay, right. If you want a buzz cut, we're $17. Okay, right.
Oh, you didn't offer that shit to me, man.
Right? Well, you don't get a buzz cut.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. So I don't want to hear about it.
What'd you say? What'd you say when I came into the shop?
Huh?
I get this all the time. This is what Wynn said. He goes, "Oh, dude, you got a nice head of hair."
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. What is it with fucking people and like nice thick hair? They always say,
"I'm a barber, man."
You're a barber.
Okay, right. And I see.
The hair.
I'm a craftsman, man. I'm a boat builder.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I mean, I'm old school.
It's like, man, check this shit out, Nestor. You got great hair. It's like, you know, sit down, man. I mean, this is my pleasure. Okay,
sit down.
I'm going to hook you up.
Yes.
Okay, right.
And you did.
So the bottom line is we're really affordable. Okay, right? But see, it's not like you were talking about. It's not just the haircut. It's like we do the shape. And at Angelo's, okay, right, it's all about service.
Right.
Okay, service is number one. Professionalism, okay, right? Right? And detail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm gonna give. I don't care who you are, what you are. When you leave that shop, you got my name on your head, and I am not ever, ever, ever. Okay, okay, gonna subject that to anything like the skinhead.
You ready?
Okay,
you ready?
Yeah.
Big up for your motherfucker to pay one time, two time, three time, and get a fucked up haircut. Come on down to Angelo, talk to Wynn, man. Get your hair done, dude, brother. Get it done good, brother.
Naughty dread.
Naughty dread.
Get a hair do, motherfucker.
You don't fuck with Jamaicans, though, right? You don't do no fucking reggae hair. You don't fuck with that shit.
Well, you're talking about, like dreadlocks?
Yeah, you can't fucking...
They don't cut their hair, man.
Yeah,
what do you want from
me,
man?
But let me ask you a question. What's up with these white dudes, right? That fucking... They grow dreads. What the fuck? Did anybody tell them, man?
I don't get it. Okay.
Like, do you get, like, white dudes in the fucking middle of fucking white dudes? I don't really see too many black guys, but light-skinned dudes. Whites, Puerto Ricans, Latinos. In the middle of fucking summer... 4th of July, August 16th, with a knit cap. What the fuck is up with that?
Well, you got to live that life, bro. You can't get it unless
what
you live
that life.
What is that life? Okay, right? That's some lowrider shit. Bro.
What? Wearing a fucking knit cap in the middle of the summer?
You don't get it, man. Okay, they got really wavy hair.
Explain that shit to me,
right?
Man. I'm not talking about a do-rag or a fucking sock.
I'm talking about
a fucking wool hat.
Oh, the wool cap.
Man.
With the ear flaps.
Yes! Fucking wool cap that you'd be wearing to go skiing,
No, that's insecurity, man.
Insecurity?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're trying to microwave fleas up in your motherfucking head in the middle of August.
Listen, I'm a barber. I don't know something. I'm not a psychologist. I don't get that crap either.
No, I understand a do-rag hooking up the waves.
Yeah,
I get that.
I thought you were talking about the
stocking.
The stocking thing,
No, I get that.
You gotta get the,
No, that's a lifestyle. That's different.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
That's like, orale puto, what you looking at, eh? You fucking with my look, eh?
Yeah.
I stab you just on principle, eh? Because you didn't spell my name right, eh, puto?
Yeah. Cut that guy's hair bad and see what happens.
Well, he only goes to one dude for all his life.
Yeah, exactly.
He ain't experimenting like me. I've been to so many damn fucking places to get my hair cut, like styling places, barbers and stuff like that. In New York, an old Italian dude cut my hair, barbershop. Right. You sit down. And the thing is, I trust because my hair grows fast. So you really can't fuck my hair up, right? Let's say it's not the way I want it. No big deal, right?
It
grows back. And if I like you, I'll come back again. We'll work on it.
You know what I mean?
But I sat down and you were like, oh, man, nice hair. And I'm like, dude, I just want it nice and tight. And he's like, don't worry about it. I got you. I sat down. Fuck it. Do what you want to do. And it was like, bam. You know?
Yeah.
So if I want to come in, I want to get a haircut and a shave. What's that run for any customers out there?
Haircut and a shave. Okay. Well, I give a little discount with the haircut and the shave. We charge $30 for a shave. okay, 24 for a haircut. But the haircut can go up because there's like different like thing, different,
if it's, you know, longer. Gigs.
Well, not if it's longer. It's like if you want something super stylized. Like my specialty is pompadours. Like I've been doing like that old school.
I saw
school,
that shit. Okay? I'm working on
right, that.
That old, I'm working
school
on letting my hair grow on the top.
And the comb over and that real that's retro look, okay? Well, if you're going to get that, then it takes me a little bit more time, right? Okay? That starts at about $28, okay?
That's nothing.
Right? And goes up the top. I top 50. Off. No, I top off at 35.
That's nothing,
okay,
dude.
Right? Right? And that's because of time. And see, that's what I want to make sure. I don't care how rich you are, okay? Or, you know, I want to make it affordable so you are coming back.
So let
okay?
me ask you a question. What's the difference between a buzz cut? Like, what do you call a buzz cut? So you just go
one blade up to a 3 3/4 all the way around, taper your back, clean up the lines, out. Okay,
that's it.
But see, like what we always do, like the answer to your question is we charge $30, okay?
For a shave,
okay? But what I do is like I'll knock off $5, okay, right?
If you get a haircut and a shave, so it's like whatever the haircut costs.
Right, so minus, go call it 54, I'm knocking off the 4. Okay, right. You're spending money with me. I'm gonna, and you know what? Yeah. I want to do you right. I want you to right. But see, our shaves too. Okay,
your shaves are
the haircut, the hair.
Razor?
Straight razor,
of
absolutely,
course.
100%, man.
Course.
I mean, that's a gig in itself.
Stainless
man.
Steel,
huh? We do like.
So we're gonna go get a shave. We're gonna get a shave.
Right.
We're gonna do a shave.
I thought because I thought maybe you know he was
well,
saying.
Well,
maybe,
we're thinking about having a shave here, but it's not really.
But we'll come in and get a shave.
You know, we're gonna come in. I'm gonna get a haircut. I'm probably gonna get a haircut next Thursday.
Okay.
So maybe you know we'll drive down here early, and you need a. I know you need a haircut, Simon, and I know you need a haircut. Right? Let me see your hair.
I'm pretty good right now. It's just crazy.
Well, if you think that's pretty good, okay, right? Listen, this is the guy with the wool beanie.
Yo,
man.
Dude, motherfucker pulled off his
English driving cap.
Yeah, he pulled off his dome cap, but it looks like Beetlejuice with his fucking hair all over the place. You need a fucking haircut and a shave.
My feathers are a little ruffled. Big deal.
Now you need a haircut and a shave. At the very least, a shave. But we will have to come down a little early because how long does a shave take?
It takes me about 20 minutes, but you want me to go through what you get?
Tell me, please.
Okay, listen, this is what a shave consists of. You sit down, I lean you back, okay? Mm-hmm. First thing you get is a hot towel on your face, right? Take the hot towel off, I massage your face, okay? Mm-hmm. Right, and you get about 5 minutes of just a deep, okay,
what's the
oil
purpose of that?
Massage. What it does, number one, okay, right, is when you loosen up the skin and it relaxes. When somebody's skin is real tight, muscles are real tight, okay, it has a tendency, okay, right, for the beard, okay, you can't stretch out and so I want to relax the customer.
For the beard to not fully come out,
right,
so you can cut it close.
But see, there's two purposes to it, okay, because I'm using a pre-oil when I massage you. Okay, right? So I'm relaxing your muscles. You're kicking back. You just got this steam towel. You're relaxed. I put people to sleep. I mean, literally, I've got a blade on their face, and they're snoring. Okay, right? right? So, though, I want you to relax. I want it to be a life-changing experience when you sit down. Like, women go in and get their facials, and they spend, you know, $20 million a year this stuff.
Right?
This is the thing for guys.
Right.
Okay, right?
Pre-oil, hot towel.
So I put the hot towel.
Relax the fucking face.
Right, I put the hot towel. And also the oil, what it does is softens the beard.
Softens the beard.
So after I'm done with the massage, okay, I come back and I lather you up.
Lather.
Okay, right?
You use a bowl and a brush?
Or no, man. It comes out hot lather out of the machine, man. Hot.
Barbasol?
Lather out of the machine. So I go ahead, lather you up, rub it really good into the face, and there I go. And that's your first shave. And I take that off, okay, right? And that's the primary shave with the straight razor. Then you get another hot towel. Okay, so now you're on your second hot towel, okay, right, right? I take the second hot towel off, okay, right? And then I use a menthol cream, okay? And I reapply that to the face, okay, with a very, very light, gentle massage, okay, to go over it. Now, the beard's already off, okay, right?
Bro, that's erotic, dude,
okay,
what
right?
you're talking about right there. That's like porno shit.
Well, listen, man.
Damn.
Like, that was the last show.
Okay, yo, right, but I'm right, saying, right, but I'm
right,
saying.
Right. Okay, right. So I do that, okay, right? Then I come across, excuse me, okay, and I use a safety razor, okay, to, okay, and I go cross-grain, okay, uh-huh, on your beard, uh-huh, okay, right? So your beard, after I get that layer off, okay, is like a baby's ass, mm-hmm, okay? I mean, you can go up and down, there's sideways, and you there are not going to feel not one hair on your face.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Then after I'm done with that, you get another hot towel.
Three hot towels?
Hold on, I'm not finished.
Hold on a second. Three hot towels?
Three
hold
hot
on. What's up, brother? You've been going to the wrong dude, man.
Very good. Okay, so now, okay, you, after the third hot towel, okay, now you're basically, the shave is done, okay? Mm-hmm. I remove the hot towel, mm-hmm, okay, right? I apply bay rum, which is an old astringent, mm-hmm, okay? Bay mm-hmm rum, just good, sweet smelling, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys ever remember that, like what your grandpa
oh,
used to smell
is
like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
right? And I play, and that
smells like authority.
You're right, and it stings the
yeah,
face,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
okay, right? Right, it stings the face,
fears
okay,
that
right?
Shit.
What do you think about Aqua Velva?
Hold on, man, hold on. Aqua Velva's okay.
That's all
okay,
right, it's got right? The
but,
stinging
but
effect.
You gotta go tradition,
come
man,
on, come on.
Okay, right? You gotta
bay
go,
rum.
Okay? You
stick
put the bay
it
rum
really
on.
Rum?
Okay, no, well, I'm sure that there's some alcohol in there.
It's a,
brand, okay,
it's a
right?
Brand called Bay Rum.
Bay Rum is a scent.
Okay.
Okay, right?
Okay. I there's mean, alcohol
there's,
in there.
Yeah, absolutely yeah, yeah, there's alcohol yeah in there. It's mostly alcohol with Bay Rum oil.
Yeah, if
it's
you're ever homeless and you can't afford a regular bottle of vodka, just go to his shop, get
sure
a swig of fucking Bay Rum after a shave, and,
that's
and fucking
right
go back panhandling. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Continue.
Okay, so then after the last hot towel, I apply the Bay Rum.
Wait a minute, we're on three? Towel number three?
This is after three.
Don't tell me there's another towel.
There is another towel.
Oh, what?
The last towel.
Holy
okay
shit.
Hold that right.
Whoa,
okay,
really?
Well, hold
four
on. This is the last towel. Okay, right?
Oh, shit.
Right? Ice cold out of the
oh
freezer.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
right? So your face is burning.
I didn't see
okay,
that coming.
Right? And, okay, because you just cleaned up. You just put the astringent on the face. Okay, right? And you put that cold, ice cold towel
absolutely
on.
Absolutely.
Okay, right? And you leave it on
absolutely
there. Okay, the sting of the bay rum because of the alcohol goes away immediately,
oh,
right? And
fuck,
it is so fucking refreshing.
Oh my God!
That it's unbelievable.
I don't know how I
okay
didn't see
right
that cold towel coming.
Okay, but I'm not
makes
talking
perfect
about
sense.
We're not talking about cold.
You're
we're talking
about freezing cold, ice cold,
freezing cold.
Cold.
Like, so it's like one of those schmucks,
yeah,
okay, right? That takes the jacuzzi and then dives
into
in
a cold plunge,
okay, right?
Yeah.
Into the ice hole,
yes,
okay,
the
in the Antarctic,
yeah,
okay, right?
Yep.
So it's that, okay,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But only on your face,
right,
without your ball shriveling
right
up. Okay, right?
Right.
Okay.
No,
it closes. Now talk about the properties
okay
of that.
Right.
So with the hot towel, you opened up the pores, you softened the whiskers.
Right.
And after you do your thing, the cold towel
shrinks it up
and closes your pores
right
again.
And closes the astringent into the pores.
And,
right,
and prepares you for the, you know,
okay,
the
so
lickety
now,
split that's going to be happening when you go home.
Right, right,
right.
So,
you, yeah,
so then after that's done, okay, right, take the towel off. I make sure that everything's wiped off.
Jesus.
I take a couple drops, okay, of essential oils, rub it into my hand,
oh,
apply it onto all over the face, okay, right? Because, see, you also, okay, want to put the oil back in because I just removed
yes
everything.
Right.
Okay, right? Then, after that's done, okay, I take a towel, wrap it around my hand, put a little baby powder on it.
God
okay,
damn,
right?
You still going?
Right. Well, I want to take the gloss from the oil
oh,
off your
shit
face. You're a man, okay? You don't want to look like you just took a couple
yeah
of hits off
no one
of
notice
a crack pipe. You
no
know what I'm
no
saying?
Okay? No one would notice in downtown LA.
Right, that's what
yeah
I'm saying, man. But,
yeah,
I, you know, you're a business
yeah
guy.
Yeah,
it's
yeah
like,
yeah,
hey, homie went to lunch and he
right
came back. He's
right
got a shiny face.
Right.
What's up?
What the
what's
fuck?
What's the Mitch, what did you do? Okay, right?
Right.
Right? So you put the powder on, okay, right? I lift him back up. He's all finished. By this time, he looks like he just, like, man, he's done.
Dude,
okay, right?
You do all that in 25 minutes?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Okay, yeah.
I can't even pay fucking three bills in 20 minutes. Okay. And I got the checkbook in front of me, right. The pen, right. And the three bills open to the page of how much money I owe.
Every guy that I ever do this to, okay, right, they all tell me, they're like, man, I kind of like knocked out. They look at their watch and they're going, man, I thought I was here for an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I do, when the last thing that I do, because this is something, okay, you know, listen, the guy's got to look clean. If he did not get a haircut, which I always do the haircut first.
Sure.
Okay, right? But if the guy's just in for a shave, okay, I just make sure that his neck's cleaned up. Okay, right. So I shave the neckline, take the razor to his neck.
Right. Okay? If he's Armenian, right. You shave a little chest hairs?
No.
No. You don't fuck with that.
I don't. Listen, bro.
My friend, fuck you. I'm Persian. Fuck you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, right? I'm not shaving your chest, okay?
Yes.
Right? So I clean up the neck. Okay, I comb the hair, make sure he's looking good, okay? And off he goes.
Unbelievable.
That's a shave.
Unbelievable.
Okay, and it took me longer to explain it to you probably than it
No, but you know what? Good, though. But you know what? Perfect.
Oh, and the other thing that I do, if you're not getting, one of the services that we do, okay, like mandatory, mm-hmm. okay, right? Mm-hmm. And this is like what, I mean, no barbershops do this anymore. And I don't know why, because this is part of like that old school thing that you're talking mm-hmm. about. Okay, man, you got to ask the guy, can I clean up your eyebrows? Okay, right?
Beautiful.
Can I get, and listen.
How about the nose hairs?
And I get the nose hairs and I clean up the ears,
man. Come on, dude.
Okay, right? You have to, I mean, how can you send a guy out? You just gave him a beautiful haircut.
Right, you just got a haircut, right, but you got right, fucking right, snuffle right, up right, his hairs it, coming it, out
exactly.
of your nose.
Exactly, and the guy's pulling nostril hairs out, man.
Fuck
just,
that.
That's like polishing the hood and then leaving the rest alone.
Exactly, you know? Man. I mean, that's the service that I'm talking about. Right. I mean, you got to give that.
Right,
know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Dude, you just sold me, uh-huh. right? And I'm pretty sure for all the listeners that are out there, that was very enticing and appetizing and delicious and fucking juicy,
mm-hmm.
that whole description of it.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of places now. There's a company called The Art of Shaving.
Right.
I've been shaving with a brush
uh-huh.
and a dish. With
right.
Dish, with,
absolutely.
Shaving soap.
Sure.
For about 20 years now.
Sure.
A friend of mine used to do it, and I'm like, you know what? That sounds sexy.
Right.
And I bought myself a nice fucking beaver hair fucking brush.
Right. Look, guys are taking care of themselves.
I've been doing that for a while.
Right. They're getting away from all of that generic, like the can of Edge, right? And all that other stuff, okay? And they're going back to that, okay?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You're a man now, right?
Uh-huh.
You're not fucking 18 years old.
I hope so.
You're not spending money on fucking 20-year-old girls or whatever. You're a man. You're married.
Right.
You probably have kids.
Right.
Or you're at a place in your life where this is part of how you take care of yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's not a big deal. You spend fucking $20 or $30 for a fucking soap, for a shaving soap. That shit lasts you about fucking 10 years. You know what I mean? So my thing about shaving, and I get a very close shave by letting my hair grow. I won't shave for about 2 or 3 days.
Uh-huh.
So I get a nice amount of hair,
uh-huh.
and then I rock it out.
Right.
But I still will not be able to get the same result and sensation as that straight razor shave that you just described.
Right, the straight razor with the secondary shave with the safety razor. Okay, so in the safety razor.
What's the safety razor? Tell me what that is.
It's just a safety razor. It's like what you shave with today.
Okay,
okay,
got
right?
It.
And you use a got safety it. So you can cross it.
Got it.
See, the one thing about a straight razor, they're not made across.
No. Nope.
Okay, right?
Nope.
No, because see, you're stretching the skin in the opposite direction.
Sure.
Okay, right? So you use the safety, okay, for your secondary shave. The primary shave
to go down.
Okay, is to go down and you go with the direction.
You go up a little bit, yeah?
Huh?
Sometimes you can go up a little bit. Not really. You
never,
go straight
ever
down.
Go up with
a straight razor. Boys and
ever.
Girls.
It'll catch your skin, right? It'll
boys
catch your
and
skin
girls,
and slice it.
Let Mr. Wynn repeat again. Never,
ever. Right, because then what you get, can you give me razor burn,
mm-hmm.
okay, right?
Ouch.
You have the chance of cutting yourself, okay, right? Then when you do that, you're pulling the hair in the opposite
direction.
When you pull the hair in the opposite direction, it lifts, the cuticle lifts the skin up,
uh-huh.
okay, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you shave off a very little amount of skin,
mm-hmm.
okay, right? And what
you don't want that.
You don't want that. You end up getting cut up.
No, yeah. When you say a straight razor, even like a Bic, like a Mach Mach 3.
That's not a straight razor.
That's a safety razor.
A straight razor is that steel thing that opens up.
I get it. And for health reasons, I want you guys to know this. The straight razors that we use, okay, are very modern. We use a straight razor that comes out of Japan, okay, that we can go ahead for health reasons alone. We can go ahead and they make a disposable blade that we can put into it.
Really?
So I change that every
shave?
Single customer.
Okay.
I couldn't said it better.
That's amazing. Yeah. So how much
you can't say Japanese near Nestor.
That's
a trigger word.
So how much does that, I mean, what's the advantage other than sterile and health reasons to get that individual disposable straight razor the old
Japan
school dudes,
steel is the best steel in the world. Period.
Steel, yeah.
Absolutely.
But what I'm saying
is Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's
done, dude. Yeah. That's been done.
Samurai swords, man. Come on.
Well, the company,
swords.
I get that.
Hold on. So my question was, what is the expense ratio? It's got to be more expensive if you have to buy an individual disposable sliding razor that goes into it, which I know what you're talking about, but as opposed to just having a straight razor that you would just dip into some fucking anesthesia, you know.
Well, put it this
alcohol
way.
If
I could, I would still go ahead
with the regular.
Okay, and I'd go with the regular, which I actually can do that. But I want to give, once again, my client, okay,
that's
the
special.
Best experience they can get.
Got it.
Okay, so I'd rather spend, I mean, got actually, it. A packet of razors, okay, costs me, okay, about half the amount, okay, of a regular straight razor.
Oh, really?
Okay, right? And the thing is that lasts forever.
Right.
All right? Where I'll say strop it and hone it and just keep it sharp, which is cool.
Right.
But like I said, it's about the experience. And I want my customer to have that. And that's the best experience I can give them.
We're kind of going into the very, very last micrometer of the show. And the time has fucking flown by. I really want to talk about your nonprofit organization.
Perfect.
Because we had a whole show talking to discuss the homeless problem problem with the youth in Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
And we might.
Should we do this a two-part?
We
a
may
two-parter?
Have. Yeah, we may.
We
have,
can do a
yeah,
two-parter.
Yeah, we may have to do a two-parter.
So why don't we just start next week?
I want to talk a little bit about
all
it,
right.
And then what I want to do is I want to talk about his nonprofit, and we'll do it again next week.
We'll
if you're around, next week, right?
Bro, I'm here.
You're like two blocks away. No, I want to talk about the project.
I'm thinking about giving you guys a job application. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right. So briefly, tell me about the project, the Lost Angels Children's Project. You have a friend of yours, a homie, Aaron. What's Aaron's name?
Aaron Valencia? Yes.
He's Latino?
No.
He's not?
No, he's not.
He's Jewish. With a name like Valencia. No, I'm kidding.
Orange.
Never mind. Aaron Valencia, he's a hot rod builder. He builds
hot rods and
custom cars.
Yeah.
So you and him got together and you decided that you wanted to do something, contribute something to the problem of homeless kids in on Skid Row. Yeah.
Yes. Well, the thing was is me and Aaron, we've talked a lot and talked about altruism and what we can do to give back, and we were talking and we kind of had this like low level depression about look at this world that we're living in, and like Aaron has always been this guy that's like worked at soup kitchens, and he was doing something, and then I started coming downtown, and he started hanging out downtown, and he built my car. I got this beautiful custom car. And me and Aaron were just being fast friends, comes to me and goes, dude, I got it. I know what I got to do, and I know what my focus is. He goes, I'm downtown. I'm skateboarding around downtown L.A., and here's all these kids, man, that are born down there, that end up down there, and he goes, what chance do they have?
Yeah.
They got no chance at all. He goes, I want to do something for them, and as soon as he said that to me, I knew that this was the focus for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. right? What mm-hmm. can I do to give back, mm-hmm. okay, right, to these kids that have no chance whatsoever? Right. And what Aaron comes up with, which is a brilliant idea,
right.
okay, right, since he is just this major car builder, he goes, I'm going to build a car and donate it to the cause.
Right.
Right? And so, I go...
Tell me about this car. Tell me about the car. We have about okay. a minute and 20 seconds.
It's a roadster.
It's a custom-built hot rod.
It is a custom-built...
There's pictures of the process of it being built on,
yes,
on Lost Angels Children's Project.com.
You right? can go look at it. You can see exactly what's going on.
There's
going
to be an auction for this car at the Valencia...
We're going to have a raffle.
A raffle, not an auction.
A raffle. You can buy a ticket. You can go to the website.
Tickets are going
to
be about $20, you said?
$20, okay, right? For a chance to get like about a $50,000 car.
And how much money are you trying to raise to get that car to break even? You want to break even at least.
Well, see, we've got a lot of donations right. and whatever, but the thing is...
How much money are you trying to raise here?
I'd love to get 60 Gs.
60 Gs. So that's
3,000 tickets.
We could do 3,000 tickets.
Yes.
You can do this.
Yes.
We can do this.
But the auction, here's the thing. Tell me about the auction. On the 30th.
The 30th of August. At the Ventura Nationals.
Okay.
Hot Rod Show.
Okay, Hot Rod and Custom Show.
Okay, so Google Ventura Nationals Hot Rod Show.
Absolutely.
Go to LostAngelsChildren'sProject.com. Check this shit out. We're going to do a little fucking promo. We're going to have a little commercial running throughout from now till August 30th on SkidRowStudios.com. Go to the website, buy a motherfucking ticket, two or three or four, increase your chances of winning this dope-ass hot rod, and you know, it's going to go to a good cause. You're going to come back next week.
I'm here next week.
Next Thursday, okay. We're going to continue the barbering discussion, and we're going to talk about the homeless problem, specifically with kids in Skid Row Studio.
Maybe I can bring Aaron down with me.
Bring Aaron next week. Aaron's going to come down. He'll talk Great about idea. His thing. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Rich Corbin. Go to iTunes. Subscribe to our show. You know what I'm saying? Put down the blow. Subscribe to our show.
Me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way.